I want to thank everybody for coming. This is an opportunity to basically say where we are at this point. This really started out about a month and a half ago when I started receiving calls from constituents, the changes in the fee offices, people being turned away for renewal of driver's licenses because they did not have the required documents with them. Obviously, a change in procedure. Ultimately came to learn that the Department of Revenue really in December of 2012 had initiated a new process. As we found out yesterday, the Department of Revenue looked at whether or not they should promulgate a rule as required by state law to make that change, and as we found out yesterday, they made the decision not to do that. Changing that rule would have required them to be open and transparent with the public, tell them what these changes are and the obligations that come on the public as a result of this policy change by the Department of Revenue, including the new change that they had to bring in additional personal documents which were scanned and retained by the Department of Revenue, which is a substantial change in procedure where the department did not retain those personal documents and personal information previously. So the question that arose from that process is, why wasn't the General Assembly informed of that? How are they paying for that? And what new risks are there for citizens of the state of Missouri in identity security as a result of this new procedure? When I first met with the director of the Department of Revenue, I was assured that things were not being compiled in a database. No federal money was being used to fund this. And an absolute lack of transparency in that discussion, other than a few details. What I found out later was, in fact, they were compiling this information in a new database, and they were accepting Homeland Security money to enforce and carry out the provisions of the Real ID Act, which was passed by Congress in 2005, and the General Assembly passed a law in 2009, as did many states, that the state of Missouri would not follow Real ID because of all of the invasions on personal privacy without any due process before giving up information was involved really in complying with that act. You know, there's nothing magical about the name Real ID. It's the things that go along with it, the giving up of personal data, the subjecting yourself to identity theft without any due process of law before that information is given up. So at a minimum at that point, what we knew was that the Department of Revenue was violating that statute that we had put in place to not carry out Real ID, but also because we have state law which requires the Department of Revenue, after certification by a sheriff on a concealed carry permit, to put that concealed carry information on a driver's license or a non-ID card, that the Department of Revenue was also in possession of that data. What we did find out is, in addition to the procedure that used to exist with the Department of Revenue, whereby you would just give them your certification to the sheriff and they'd put the endorsement on your license, they are now scanning and keeping the certification from the sheriff. So the question arose, with this new data being compiled to comply with the federal law, which the state of Missouri already said we were not going to comply with, what information is going out the door and to whom is it going? And we were assured that no information was in fact ever given to the federal government, for example, on a mass dump of data of every single Missourian who holds a concealed carry permit. So after being told by the Department of Revenue now for over a month that that's never occurred, what we found out yesterday in the appropriations hearing, after tortured questioning to get the answer and attempts to deny giving the truthful answer to that question, we found out that in fact the Department of Revenue on at least two occasions had given out a mass data list to the federal government, the Department of Social Security apparently, of every single Missourian that holds a concealed carry permit. So now what we know is we were lied to about the process, how it is implemented, how it's funded, and we were lied to about the fact that the Department of Motor Vehicles or the state of Missouri did or did not give out a list of concealed carry permit holders to the federal government. So that's where we find ourselves now. We're still in the middle of a hearing to find out why that was done. But I tell you, one thing I want to do, first of all, is in this process, the Lieutenant Governor, Peter Kinder, as well as Russ Oliver, the Stoddard County Prosecutor, have been very involved, really were out in front of us on some of these issues, and have been tremendous assets in gathering this information so that we can inform the public what is actually being done with their personal information in direct violation of state law. So as we move forward, because now there's no dispute about the information that's gathered, there's no more debate about the database. There's no more debate about the fact that, for example, personal private information under state law, such as concealed carry information, is now being shared with the federal government. So we know that now. We're past the point of debate on those subjects, and now the question is, what is the response to that? But I will tell you, for my remaining time in the Senate, I will do every single thing that I can to uphold the law of the state of Missouri and to make sure that individuals' privacy rights and due process rights are protected.
We're under just a little bit of a time crunch.
Well, I think the, you know, when you look at the provision on the violation of the law of disclosing the concealed carry list, that is a misdemeanor. And then when you look at the issue of complying with Real ID, that does not have a specific enforcement provision with it, other than it is a state agency who we give state money, public dollars, to carry out the purpose. So if they're carrying out the purpose in violation of the law, I would say they're no longer entitled to those state dollars.
Did Revenue give the information to the Social Security Administration, or did the Highway Patrol? And I'm asking the question because you just said that Revenue is the one who's lying. If they gave the information to Patrol and then the Patrol gave the information to the feds, how is Revenue culpable?
Well, first of all, their argument is that under the DPPPA, the Driver's Privacy Protection Act, Revenue can give that information out. But there are certain requirements. I don't believe that's the case. When there are certain requirements, though, that before Revenue give that information out, that it's a stated purpose under that law. And so Revenue had to have known where the information was going. Otherwise, they had no legal basis to give it out in the first place. So, yes, the request came in through the patrol. It then went to Division of Motor Vehicles. Motor Vehicles, who is the only entity who can compile that list, compiled it and gave it to the patrol in disk form. And we don't even know where those disks went. To comply with that request, which apparently the request, if, as far as I understand, still was not even detailed in writing.
Senator Schaefer, Senator Silvey during the hearing drilled down on the issue of disclosing this. When the colonel found out about the list being turned over to the Social Security Administration, you all praised the colonel for being forthcoming this morning at certain points, but three weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, he knew this and that.
I think that's a very legitimate question and an issue of great concern of even though everyone within a 50-mile radius of this building and beyond knows that for the last month this has been a major topic in the General Assembly, this issue of data being gathered by the Department of Revenue, including concealed carry information, how is it protected, who is it released to? And so I have substantial concerns about now that we learned that the colonel knew for, I guess, at least 3 weeks, as we just found out a few minutes ago, that occurred. But did not inform us of that.
If you hold up the Department of Revenue's budget into the next fiscal year, how are people going to get state IDs such as driver's license?
Well, first of all, as the elected officials in the General Assembly who are charged with being stewards of the state's money, in other words, making sure that every single dollar of public money is spent efficiently, it is our absolute obligation to look into how every dollar is spent. And this General Assembly will not be held hostage by an agency who is at a minimum incompetent and at the most intentionally violating the law, and then coming to us and saying, if you don't give us our money, we will take that out on the citizens of the state of Missouri. We will not respond well to that, and that will not happen. If they can't carry out this job, they won't get the money for it, and we'll find somebody else who can.
Kurt, I want to go back to that crime. There's one that's been committed. Do you think someone in the Department of Revenue or someone in the patrol might be guilty of the misdemeanor for releasing this information?
Well, that's what we're going through right now, and you know, as the colonel said, he has some details. He doesn't have all the details. I think the line of inquiry from Senator Schauf and from Senator Silvey, which I think were very thorough. I don't think we're done yet. When we come back in after adjournment, we'll go back to that. But I think going down and getting the detail about how that request came in, who fulfilled that request, because now it appears that there are people maybe even outside the Highway Patrol who are involved in making the decision to give up that information. We need to know who that is. But I think ultimately, we don't know now, but ultimately we will have to make a determination of who was the decision-making point on giving out that data.
Brian Long is the Revenue Director only since December. How much of this is his problem and how much of this rolls back to his predecessor?
Well, I think the bigger question is how much of this was done or continued to be concealed after he became the director, which my conversations, which I'm very upset about, were directly with him. I fully understand that some of these things were put in place by the previous director, but when you come in as a director of a department, you know, you have to figure out what's going on in your department and be candid. I truly think that if the director would have come in response to the initial round of questionings from the Senate over a month ago and been candid about some of these, even candid to the level if he did not know the answer, saying, I don't know the answer to that, but I will get that for you, his position would probably be much better right now. That's a substantial concern, yes.
So, Kurt, given the fact that these disks were never read, they couldn't be opened, what's the
Well, first of all, we don't know if the disks have ever been read or not. What is the harm? The harm isn't actually that they were read or not read. The harm is that apparently with reckless abandon, what is a private database in the state of Missouri with private information, that those individuals in Missouri, when they give that information, expect it to be private, was given out on disks with apparently not even a written request on where it was going, what would be done with it, who would have access to it, how it would be destroyed ultimately at some point. That's the issue. Is, you know, the sheer fact that, according to the story from the DMV and the patrol, that just by unluckiness, the feds couldn't read the information, that makes the situation no better. Their intent was to get it. They got it because somebody couldn't read a computer disk, apparently, and there was a technical issue, makes it no better.
Under the supremacy clause, why are they not entitled to get it anyway?
Because we have a specific set of laws that govern the giving up of private information that Missourians give in order to get a driver's license, including concealed carry information. Under Missouri law, that is private information. It can be given out in certain circumstances under the Driver's Privacy Protection Act. I do not believe that this is one of those reasons. And so we expect that to be private. I mean, the question is, I mean, this is somebody who clearly had to go to DMV to get the information compiled. Yet we had set up a structure where that was not supposed to really be possible. So one issue is, how do we stop that?
How is this going to affect the overall budget process, such as the other departments, such as elementary, secondary, higher education? Are you going to continue working with those budgets, or are you holding everything up until you finish?
Oh, no. We've gotten through most of those budgets. And for example, even in the Department of Revenue, you've got other agencies or departments at the Department of Revenue, for example, that do things like give out tax refunds and things like that. We've already finished their budget. Not yet, but we're in the process of doing that. We will get notice out, and we're going to hold those hearings. For those of you that don't know, you know, we're hearing a tremendous response from the public, very angry public about this issue and the loss of privacy of their information. So we are looking at scheduling some committee hearings around the state because the Department of Revenue should have been open and transparent about this process 2 years ago, and because they weren't and they did not allow for public notice and comment and involvement of the public, we're going to hold those hearings now. And before we finish their budget, we're going to have those hearings and we're going to get input from the public on whether or not the public thinks this is the right public policy for the state of Missouri to move forward.
Sir, is that just the point that somebody, one or more people in the highway patrol for revenue should be
moved? I think there, at this point, from what we know, based on not only what we know happened, but how it was handled afterward and obfuscated when we tried to find out the truth, there is serious question about the ability of certain persons to carry out their jobs in a reliable and reasonable way, and that's something also that we're looking at.
There is already legislation moving that would shut this process down. What is the end game of the hearings that you propose to go forward?
Well, a big part of the end game was to, first of all, find out what was happening in light of the fact that we knew there was a change. I think we are now pretty far down the road on having understanding as a result of having to pry that out of the Department of Revenue and other agencies. Now that we know that, I'd say we're entering the phase of what is the response? And the issue is more security in driver's licenses, that can be a good thing. But as I've said, if we wanted to find more crime, we could waive the Fourth Amendment and we could find a lot more crime. Does anyone think in a free society that that's a good idea? Absolutely not, because those are the rules that we all agreed to live under to protect privacy and individual rights. So our job is to find that balance between what is a reasonable effort at security in something like a driver's license and balance that with protecting privacy and due process rights.
Does what happened in St. Joseph demand that this agency do something?
The interesting thing about what happened in St. Joseph, which is apparently they had an employee there who was engaged in some identity theft and issuing false IDs, it is my understanding, especially after the testimony from Revenue yesterday, that these changes would not even protect it against that. Nor when they have the new process now where you go in and not just show your documents to the DMV, they take them and scan them. There is no process in place that would actually prevent them from just making an extra copy. So not only would you not correct the problem that occurred in the St. Joe Fee office with these changes they've made, you've actually exacerbated the problem of greater potential of ID theft for Missourians.
Much of this, your committee has discovered
I'd say there's a great deal of question in the competence of both those individuals.
But they both are responsible to the governor, not to you guys. Other than talking about it, do you have any leverage?
I would say the fact that we as the General Assembly write the $25 billion state budget, every single public dollar of which the agency spends comes through us and has to have an appropriation authority, I would say yes, we do have leverage over that. I'm going to have to go, guys.
Governor or Russ, would you like
would
to
I say anything?
A week ago today, the governor stood before you members of the media and misled Missourians, misled you. We've had 4 weeks of misleading from this administration and from the governor. When are we going to get some answers? All credit to Kurt Schaefer and his committee for driving to get those answers. I would note that the Director of Revenue went before the House committee. How many weeks ago was that? 3.5 weeks ago?
Almost 4 weeks.
And said there's nothing here. On the basis of that one representation, grand editorials were written in some of the major newspapers saying there's nothing to be concerned about here. That has all been falsified now. And meanwhile, Russ Oliver's lawsuit continues with an effort to get to the bottom of this from a different angle.
And we sought some immediate relief to stop this practice through a preliminary injunction. We had a hearing on that. Evidence was taken. Testimony was adduced by Jackie Bimboom, the director of the driver's license division. With the new information that's been revealed through Senator Schaefer's investigation and other investigations, that appears that there was some misrepresentation of fact in that hearing, and I will be filing a motion for a rehearing or a motion for relief from that order to get a new hearing altogether, because I believe that the court was not apprised of all of the actual facts, and there were facts withheld in that hearing, and we will be pursuing that preliminary injunction once again.
Mr. Oliver, your lawsuit is against one fee office in one part of the state.
It is not.
Why is it not filed in Cole County against the state of Missouri and the department?
The lawsuit was initially filed against a one fee office in Stoddard County. The Department of Revenue came down and intervened in our lawsuit in Stoddard County. Thereby, the Department of Revenue consented to the venue and the jurisdiction of the Stoddard County Court, and that's why we're in Stoddard County.
Do you think that there's been any perjury or other violations of law in that case?
I won't speak to crimes, but I'll just say that I don't believe that the court was apprised of all of the facts, and I believe that there was material information that was not presented to the court because of concealment by the Department of Revenue.
So to be clear, the Department of Revenue is a party
in the
case now?
Yes, it is.
Are they a party defendant?
They are a party defendant. They intervened, yes.
And also to be clear from a legal standpoint, as I recall, you filed that in your capacity as a private
That is correct.
Not a Stoddard County.
That is correct.
Civil action.
Have either of you spoke with Attorney General Koster on what his role would be going forward with this?
I have not.
I have not.
What do you think his role should be?
I think that's a determination for the Attorney General to make.
Well, why? All right.